Psychiatrists this week announced the discovery of a new mental malady, sluggish cognitive tempo. This apparently is a suborder of attention deficit syndrome and is sure to raise a controversy in the medical community as to whether it is really a proper psychopathological disorder. Apparently, it's characterized by slow learning, chronic daydreaming, and lack of interest in the world all around the victim. Patient, I mean. What we used to call stupid before we became more touchy-feely and enlightened. No doubt the next step is a pharmacological breakthrough, something akin to coffee, but not as potent as crystal meth, and hopefully, unless you're the pharmacology company, not overly addictive. Bring the patient back to reality gradually, no point trying to make it too interesting. This is great news for the South End, you no doubt realize. All those artists and musicians have been struggling for years with stargazing, cloud watching, daydreaming, and other similarly wasteful, idle pursuits. We just didn't have a name for it, but now, thanks to psychiatric research, we not only have a name and a diagnosis, but possibly the hope for a cure. With counseling and the proper drugs, we South Enders can imagine the day when our idyllic but lachrymose lives are given new leases. Jobs, responsibilities, duties, and a focused commitment to a meaningful undertaking. Finally, we can put down the banjos, drop the paintbrushes, store the blank canvases in the cellar, and look forward to, well, normality. We can drive to our satisfying new job at Boeing. We can balance a checkbook. We can scan the TV guide for exciting new programs. We can do all those things the rest of you take for granted. But for us, we're always far, far away. It is undoubtedly a new day down here. We're going to take that sluggish cognitive tempo we've been sleepwalking with most of our adult lives and kick it up a notch or three. Multitask. We'll be able to juggle half a dozen activities at once while making appointments on our new cell phone for job interviews and doctor visits and financial planning and car repairs and, well, I get goosebumps just thinking about it. The future is wide open, just like my eyes, and I trust you'll understand if, well, I don't finish this, but hey, I haven't got time for literary nonsense now. It's a big world out past the garden, and I've got to make up for lost time. So if you'll excuse me, I have to go march to a similar drummer.